Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Racing Pulse live from Ballarat, where this morning big announcements about the Michelle Payne movie Ride Like a Girl will be made, and I'm pleased to say that we have the star and the subject of that movie, Ride Like a Girl. Who could forget that amazing day on the first Tuesday, November at Flemington 2015, where Michelle broke all the record books, becoming the first woman in history to win Australia's most iconic race, the Melbourne Cup, which now is in the process of being made into a movie. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome Michelle to Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael. It was nice to relive the moment there again for a short time. Obviously, it's been a couple of years and lots happened, but it was a very special day, so it was nice to hear that footage, and it's still incredible.
It's going to be a fun morning. We're going to have a chat to yourself. We're also going to have a chat to Rachel Griffiths, a little bit of Hollywood movie star magic this morning on Racing Pulse, because she makes her directorial debut looking after Ride Like a Girl. We'll also have a chat to the Racing Minister, Martin Pakula, Lockie McKenzie from Ballarat Turf Club as well. And then after 9 o'clock, don't forget, punters, we will still be finding you all the winners. Mick Sharkey has made the trek up to Ballarat. Huge night tonight at Moody Valley. Well, for the Alistair Clark and tomorrow Blamey Stakes, they will have all the winners. We'll catch up with Weary, who was such a big part of Michelle's win. And we'll also catch up with a couple of local trainers as well. And we've got some news on Winks, which I will give you a little later, and also Chautauqua as well. So don't go anywhere over the next hour and a half. But Michelle, before we get into it, I want to play you this little piece of audio which has become synonymous with yourself and the win of Prince of Penzance. This is what you had to say after the win.
Can't believe we've done it, and to think that Darren Weir's given me a go when it's such a chauvinistic sport. I know some of the owners were keen to kick me off, Prince, and John Richards, and Darren stuck really solid with me. I put in all the effort I could. I galloped him every gallop he had and did everything I could to stay on him, because I thought he had what it takes to run a race in the Melbourne Cup. And I just can't say how grateful I am to them, and just want to say to everyone else can get stuff, because they think women aren't strong enough, but we just beat the world.
What do you think when you hear that back now?
It's funny because obviously it's been played so many times and so much comment around it, but definitely something I don't regret saying. There was so many years of, obviously trying to battle to prove yourself and working, you know, extra hard compared to what the boys have to, because it's just the way it is. So it felt like the perfect time to obviously say it after winning our greatest race. And it's not something I regret. I'm really proud to have said that, and hope that, the win and this movie that's hopefully going to be an inspirational film for young girls and anybody with a dream to stick at your goal, and even if it does get tough. I feel really proud for making that comment and to be that person that's inspiring others.
Well, after that, you transcended racing. You became a pin-up for women around Australia and the world, especially here for young girls looking up to you because of those comments as well. A couple of years later and racing, you've broken the glass ceiling for a lot of girls, and I've spoken to a lot of female jockeys on the show, and they say that Michelle's been an inspiration. Have you seen much of a change, and do you see the women coming through and it's becoming easier?
I think it's definitely getting better. It's funny because I never saw myself as that person or to be that person that was sort of leading the female ranks. I always just sort of worked hard and, I didn't see myself as inferior to the boys. We were brought up like that. My dad was always, of the opinion the girls are as good as the boys. We just don't get the opportunities. But obviously straight after the win, it became apparent to me that's, was going to be my new role. And, I'm really proud to be able to be, showing the younger girls coming through that anything's possible if you work really hard. And, obviously it doesn't just come easily. It's not going to happen. But if you do work hard, it is actually possible.
And coming from the famous Payne family with so many brothers and sisters, it would have been catch and kill your own. You just fight, you're all even.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Obviously, Dad did his best bringing up the 10 of us on his own, and it was tough at times, but I'm sure that helped toughen me up for the racing industry, which you have to be, pretty tough to sustain a long career in. And, I'm really, obviously, grateful for that upbringing, because I wouldn't have I've got to the, to be victorious in our greatest race without it.
What was your reaction when Rachel Griffiths first contacted you and said, I want to make a movie about you?
It's not something, if I had the choice, would be to have this happening, because I sort of like to go about my business, work hard, and you know, it was never something I would have gone out and seeked. But the more we're getting into it and having read the script and talking to Rachel and all the team behind the movie, I'm really excited about it, because to be that person that will inspire other people, that, you know, life does get tough. You know, a lot of my injuries were hard, and I think that the movie's going to show that. So I'm really, you know, looking forward to that now.
Is it warts and all?
Beg your pardon?
Is it warts and all? It's not just a candy-coloured view of the world. You go through, as you said, those tough times as well, and we get to find out a bit more about you.
Yeah, look, it is. It's pretty much how, like, a lot of it is exactly how it was. It'll be a movie, so it might look...
Might have a bit of Hollywood.
Yeah, I'd imagine it will. But, yeah, obviously it hasn't been smooth sailing all the way along. That's life. And, yeah, it's going to show that.
Have you had much input into it when you say you're read the scripts, and did you say, I want this person, Tessa Palmer, to play me?
No, not really. You know, that's not my area. I'd leave that up to the experts. They know what they're doing. Rachel's amazing, and Richard Keddie. So I've sort of taken a step back, obviously read through the script to make sure my family was happy with it, because you don't want to upset anybody, and they were very concerned about that. But, yeah, I'm really happy with it. It's a fantastic script. It's different to what you would think they would come up with, and that's the writer's job, and they're amazing. But I think it's going to be a really good movie, so I'm really excited about it. And, you know, the best part for us is having Stevie play himself.
Now, Stevie was going to join us this morning, and I said a little earlier, I'm a bit worried that maybe Stevie might go a bit Hollywood on us. Is that what he said? No, I can't make it this morning. I've got to get myself ready for the major announcement. How excited is he about being in the movie?
He's very excited. He doesn't let his emotions show too much, but... just the fact that he's lost so much weight in preparation for... he would have lost easy 10 kilos. He's looking really good, and he's just, you know, every now and then he'll mention it, like, you know, he's very excited about it, but he doesn't get too ahead of himself. And we just hope that he can maintain that, because it is going to be so much different for him. But, yeah, what a journey for him. Who would have thought in a million years he'd be playing himself in a movie?
So he's... on the fitness regime to make himself look the best, is he?
Yep, he's got, you know, he's cut out a lot of his drinking habits and cut out a lot of sugar in his diet, and he's looking great. So
that is magnificent. Yeah. Has he been taking acting lessons?
I think they want to keep him pretty natural to himself. I think that would be the best way to portray him anyway. Everybody fell in love with him, Melbourne Cup Day, the way he is, so I don't think there's any need to try to change him.
What about your family? You mentioned before your dad, Paddy Senior, to be played by Sam Neill. He must be pretty chuffed about that.
He's a bit the same. He doesn't let on too much, but he's pretty excited. I think Sam's coming up to spend a bit of time with him this Saturday, just to get to know him a bit and get a feel for his personality. And I'm pretty sure Dad's excited about that without letting on too much.
Now, have the other brothers and sisters been saying, now, come on, make sure I'm in this movie. Who's going to play me?
Oh, they're actually the opposite. None of them want to be a part of it. I think they're a bit concerned how they'll be portrayed, because obviously growing up there was a lot of fighting, and they, you know, everyone's a little bit concerned in that regard. But yeah, it's just one of those things, and I think they'll really enjoy the movie once it comes out.
Patrick doesn't want to be involved, does he? Patrick Payne, your brother? Seems like a fairly shy bloke when it comes to things like that. How long does it take to put him... we're going to speak to Rachel, but when is it that we're likely to see this on the big screen?
I'm not 100% sure. I did hear at the Ladies in Racing lunch the other day, Susie Montague said the end of this year, but I wasn't sure whether that was... if that's 100% going to be finished by this year, but I think that's a better question to ask Rachel.
Personally, how are things going? Because you're so busy. How many horses have you got now that you're training?
Generally, I have around 14 to 16. I've cut back a little bit, sort of down to about 12 at the moment. Just trying to make sure that... yeah, I'm doing the best I can with them and fitting in everything else as well. So it's it obviously helps having a smaller team and knowing you can give them the focus they need. And I'm really enjoying it. It's a challenge.
Is it harder than you thought?
Probably a lot harder than I thought. It's mainly harder because, you know, you've got to get the right the staff, and you know, there's a lot more behind the scenes with the owners and everything that I didn't really prepare for. Training the horses seems to be the easier part, but you know, it's a challenge, and I'm really enjoying it. It's got some really nice young horses coming through, so it's great.
And what about your career in the saddle? Because I know that seems to have taken a bit of a backward seat. You haven't had a ride since late January. What's happening there?
I found it was really hard to be concentrating on training, doing other things, and keeping myself race fit. Obviously, I'm still riding track work every day and keeping fit, but not focusing on it. I think having that pressure of maintaining your race fitness was really tough. So I just decided to take a little step back, and that seems to have really helped me to be able to focus on everything else. But I'm really looking forward to now it's all settling down as to getting back into riding my own.
So you're
going
to come back. You're still keen to keep riding?
Yeah, definitely. I just needed to have a little break from it just to get myself sorted out and get everything sort of rolling along nicely and feeling the bug back again to get back out there race day.
Well, stay with us, Michelle, because we've got on the line Hollywood superstar Rachel Griffiths, who makes her directorial debut with Ride Like a Girl, an Academy Award nominee, Golden Globe winner. Rachel, great to speak with you on Racing Pulse this morning. How excited are you about this project?
Exciting to be talking to you and your listeners and have the opportunity to talk about Ride Like a Girl before we go dark and we go deep and we really get into the nitty-gritty of making it, and that's when we stop talking and start doing.
How long is that process? Because we're used to seeing you in front of the camera, from behind the other side, how long does it take to put a movie of this size together?
In terms as we talk about this film. So I feel like, you know, from the moment, I think it was literally 3 minutes after Michelle won the 2015 Cup, and I called Richard Keddy, our producer, and said, "Rich, this is the one. This is what we've been waiting for. We have to make this film." So if that was the kind of moment a foal was born, I think we're at that two-year-old. So we're, you know, prepping the two-year-old for its first start. We're definitely not in the barriers, but, you know, we're doing our little practice jumps. We had an amazing day yesterday, actually. We're really looking at doing some very exciting new stuff with these new cameras. You know, I mean, everybody's got GoPros and using iPhones and, you know, ultralight drones. So we had a test day yesterday out at, what track were we at, Rich? We're out at Balnarring. Thank you, Balnarring, for giving us your track yesterday. And we're just really seeing, you know, with this state-of-the-art new equipment, how we could get Australian audiences to feel that they are Michelle on that horse in that race with 24 horses under that pressure. So that's some pretty exciting stuff going.
It is going to be amazing. And we've been talking about Stevie. How much of an actor, or he's playing himself, but how much of a movie star has Stevie started to become since he's been cast in that role?
From the moment we all met him in 2015, you know, well-known up in Ballarat and certainly in racing circles, and through the opportunities that Darren Weir created that Stevie really went on to, you know, nail and make his own. But for the rest of the world and rest of Australia that fell in love with him that day, he kind of, I can't think of another person apart from maybe Cuba Gooding Jr. that just stepped into the spotlight so comfortably.
He will love that. That's a great comparison for Stevie. Rachel, we can't wait to see it in cinemas. Do you know roughly when we're likely to see it on the big screen?
In the picture. I mean, it's always, you know, not entirely up to us, but we will be delivering the picture early in the new year. And, you know, then it goes through its kind of testing process. And, you know, it's a very tough market to deliver Australian films, you know, against the big American films. So I'm sure Roadshow, who have been huge supporters of the project, will find the right window. And they're really, really behind us, as are the Victorian State Government and Racing Victoria. We've also got Tabcorp and Holden and the City of Ballarat on. This film would not be, you know, we wouldn't be where we were without all this other support, because as much as it's an amazing story, you know, it's a girl, the girl hero, you know, without one of those, you know, Jennifer Lawrence level stars, it's a girl's story. And Australia hasn't really made a female-driven action project like this, apart from, you know, Mad Max at a budget of, well, we still don't know, but well over 100 million, and that's not what we're playing with. So it really does take a village, and we're so looking forward. I've been testing amazing people from the racing community, strappers, old owners, old trainers, like all peppered through the movie. All the inside racing people are going, oh, that's so-and-so, and oh, my God, that's, you know, it's kind of spot the identity will be buried across. And we really want the film to have that authenticity, but very much reach people beyond racing, because the wonderful thing about racing is it's still the great meritocracy. It's where the 100-to-1 horse can go up against the sheep and win, and I think that is in the spirit of Australia, the underdog story, where you know, it's a fair go country, and that race just showed that a girl and a 101 horse could break through every barrier possibly created, and pull off that extraordinary win.
Yeah, it is a great story. We can't wait to see it come to life in the cinemas. Any racing movies, everyone in the industry can't wait to see. Rachel, good luck with it, and we look forward to hearing its progress throughout filming.
I'd love to come on when it's all in the bag, or I might come back and just give a big plea for some extras to come out and help us out at Flemington and Moonee Valley and Sandown, where we're going to be shooting different sequences as well.
Yeah, let us know. We will put that out there. Anyone who wants to get their head as an extra in the Ride Like a Girl movie, they'll love it. Good luck, Rachel.
All right. Thanks so much.
Rachel Griffiths, the director of Ride Like a Girl. I think there'll be a few people queuing up to try and get their ugly mug in the background of your movie, Michelle. We've got to say goodbye, but quickly, is there a horse in your stable that the punters should maybe take down? A coming winner.
Oh, there's a few coming up to trialling, but actually the horse most prominent is Duke of Nottingham, who's been the stable star so far. He's back in action and ready to trial, and he's going really well. He went off a bit his last preparation, but he's back in good form this time around.
Oh, can't wait to see him. Can't wait to see this movie come to fruition. Enjoy the ride. Ride Like a Girl, and look forward to seeing you back in the saddle as well soon. Thanks for your time, Michelle.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.